A lot of times we associate Yom Kippur and the Yom Narim in general, especially Shmuzim, especially when we have Shmuzim that deal with Chet, deal with our Averis, we associate very unhealthy feelings. Very unhealthy feelings. Many, many, many times. A lot of times, I've seen over the years, friends, I've seen it over and over, people who say that they get very depressed, they think about their Ribbono Shel Olam, and they get very depressed, the Chas V'Shalom, not from the thing about Ribbono Shel Olam, they think about this thought, and this Ruchnius, the Kakash, is making them very sad, and they have a lot of Sveikas. These were Sveikas in my life. I'm full of Sveikas. Full of questions, full of, even the El could be the worst. That season is a season that brings out so many bad emotional feelings in me. When I hear Shmuzim on Chet, that turns me inside out. I had a chaver, right there, would not allow him to go to certain Shmuzim. Now, sometimes we associate very much, it's a common thing, a Bachram, you know, like people associate unhealthy feelings with Ruchnius. I saw him kind of Lajan, and I sincerely believe it. Not that he's not coming. He says that Yira of Hashem is different than all other fears. All other fears bring unhealthiness. They bring an unhealthy part to it. A fear, what about stress? The association of fear is stress, internal conflict, very unhealthy, partially unhealthy, physically unhealthy, emotionally unhealthy. And he says Yira Shemayim is very healthy. The Chaim Balazs says this. But Yira Shemayim is extremely healthy. And Yir Shemayim doesn't bring all the baggage that other years bring. Yir Shemayim doesn't bring. And I have found the Bachum, people who say that coming from this, all the stress I have is coming from thinking about Averis and these things and all my Averis. If their mother didn't hug them enough, their father didn't give them enough love, their whatever unhealthy comes from other places, they blame it on Yiddishkeit. They blame, this is what I've seen, Kamat 10 out of 10. Kamat haven't met that person who their unhealthiness comes from. They may have grown up at home with a lot of stress. Then it all comes out, I don't like learning. Learning doesn't turn you off. What turns you off is you have to get healthy. You have to work on yourself to get healthy. It's not, don't blame it on Ruchnius. You're grading yeshiva. If you would be mountain climbing in the Adirondacks all day, you'd complain that mountain climbing makes you crazy. You grad the learning all day. So that the blame goes there. There's no shaykh, it doesn't mean unhealthiness. I'm giving this hakdama, it's not what I'm speaking about. I'm going to go through the Hashamnus and try to point out things that we could work on. Working on improving our areas, when we speak about Chet, and we see improving that, is not an area that should cause stress. It's a very healthy area, it's a beautiful area. Cleaning a room never caused the guy stress. I never met somebody, you sweep a room, it's gewaldig, the room gets clean. Beautiful. Ah, the dirty room causes stress. Cleaning out a room is so beautiful, the room becomes clean. Okay, the stress of your mother says, Kalish, clean up. My wife says, Kalish, let's go. Okay, maybe that can cause you a little stress. Having a clean room is beautiful. Cleaning the neshama from chataim is a beautiful thing. It's a very joyous and a beautiful process. It's tedious and it's hard work. It's not a depressing thing. Like I said, you're getting clean. Lefnei Hashem titaru. What a beautiful thought. Lefnei Hashem titaru. Just like dumb when we speak here, we go through the Hashamnus, we're not sitting here saying we're terrible, we're neshama tayrus. Neshama, we say every morning, Chazal went to the Lakai neshama shenasati bi tayrihi. Pure? You want to hear mechatan? Well, should I tell you mechatan? I'm not going to. But if I start to mechatan, you'll say, how does Kalish ever, you say Lakai neshama shenasati bi tayrihi, yet we say tayrihi. Because by our core, we're neshama tayrus. And avada, we have things that we have to clean up. We have things we have to clean up. Some dirt gets on a little here. This is the preface. I feel, Hagam, it's a healthy oil, but I feel I'm going to go through some of the Hashamnus and try to point out. Just go through, instead of just Hashamnus, to try to think in like things that may be a little practical. Just go through a couple. It's late, and I don't want to hold on too late. It's hard to keep my eyes open right now, but just to go through a few of the Hashamnus to share together some thoughts that we can think practically. The should go on their own. I very much recommend, before non-depressive, to take a notebook and a pen and a notebook, very much recommend, to go through the Hashamnus yourself. The art scroll in the back of the art scroll master, goes through each Hashamnus, goes through each one, and gives a nice, very beautiful like paragraph in each one. It's beautiful. I recommend going through either that, but beyond that, that's just the start. I highly recommend on each one to write some of the own areas that we can improve in. Some ha'aras, some bring a practical. Instead of it, then you bring, and you have a, if you, the neater the list and the shorter the list, the better, the more concise and clear. Then you can sit with it on Yom Kippur instead of I'm banging all day. Specific. It doesn't mean the guy said, I'm in garbage, I'm drunk. No. This is a healthy, it's a year that's healthy. It's a year, Hashem, that he wants to correct things. He's pointing at exactly, we can't fix everything. We have to fix everything ultimately. And slowly, slowly, he fixes one thing. You know, he's aware of the other things. Just the fact that he's aware. We could be aware of our shortcomings. We're not saying today it's every the whole world switching. We're aware of a lot of our shortcomings. And Be'ez Hashem. We're not depressed. We're not melting from it. Be'ez Hashem, lot, lot, little by little. We have to, as quickly as we can. You can't. Rome wasn't built in one day. But we're going to start working on things. We notice. We know what the avoid is. And Hashem, we ask you, if we say to Hashem, we know what the avoid is, he say, Hashem, I don't know about you guys, for my list, I need for sure 120 years. If I can, maybe it's as close, if I'm very organized and I have my list down, maybe Hashem will grant me 120 years to work on it. I don't know about your list. My list requires a long time. It's not something that's going to take a day or two. So you tell you, but you're organized with it. You know, I've identified, I say everything, far from it. You've identified a lot of areas. You have a very clear identification. You say to Hashem, I'm working on this, I made a Kabbalah in this area, and the others I'm aware of, I'm keenly aware of it, I'm trying. And Hashem, I'm working on it. We'll have more Siyat Deshmaya if I can. Hashem helps along the way. Just want to point out a few things, but this is healthy. This is healthy. This, I promise you, thinking about Chatoim, it is not a cause of unhealthiness. A cause of unhealthiness, first is a low self-esteem, other things. If I can, you should work on it. You should look in the mirror and look. You should think good thoughts about himself. This is not unhealthy. Years, like from Chaim Velashai, when I saw it in Nefesh HaChaim, I was very excited. He says, well, yeah, but it was Pashat me all the years. People say, learning turns him off. I never met a guy learning turns him off. His mother didn't hug him enough turns him off. Whatever, I'm not blaming, nobody should blame their mothers. Whatever, Grady's, he's letting it out on Torah, on Yerushimayim. I have Sveikas. You don't have Sveikas. Your father forgot to hug you. He doesn't praise you enough. You don't have Sveikas. You don't have Sveikas. Your friends, you have to learn to get something to practice your basketball show. Maybe you never felt good about yourself. So, you know, if I can amongst your friends, maybe you're a little clutch. That's important. So whatever it is, you have to work on your self-esteem. If I can, get yourself a nicer shirt, maybe, to put yourself a little more together. As long as I never found the guy, the Yiddishkeit's what makes him unhealthy. I never met, if somebody wants to introduce me to that Bach, I'd say it's the first one I've ever met in my life. I never once has been true. The schmooze that the guy tells me just knocked me off, it caused me to think about things, wasn't the schmooze. I haven't met that person yet, not one in the world. Does it exist? Maybe. I'll be honest, maybe I never met that guy. To me it looks like it's other things. That's the blame. That you can blame it on that. Yeah. Kitsa, so let's, with that akdama, so nobody here, I don't want anybody here, we're just going to go through things, and we're cleaning, it's the most beautiful, we're going to be icing right now and sweeping a little bit. And it's beautiful, though, we'll have a clean room. Half love, fellas, let's clean a little. Let's talk. I'm sorry? Let's go to the first one. Mazel tov, I want to see him. So let's go to the first one. Ashamnu. We have become guilty. Art scroll types, Ashamnu, we have become guilty. This, the Nakud of Ashamnu, have become guilty. So what does it mean? Is that like a very, sounds like a very general, you say, I'm guilty. Bad. It's a hard hit. If I care, you say basically, you said, I'm bad. Whoa. We become guilty. I'm guilty. Who? Guilt like the court. That before we start, Yom Kippur comes, like, you know, the verdict is either innocent or guilty. Boom. Bad. It's not what it means. What Ashamnu means, it's good to know what it means. Very important to know. It means we have made ourselves, we have done something to our neshamas. We have made ourselves guilty. What the pirush is I've looked at things I shouldn't have looked at. The pirush is I may have read a magazine, I passed by, I was in a waiting room somewhere, and I was clearing, I should have been told to read that paper or not, and I knew not, but I said, listen, I forgot to bring a safe for this on board. It's better than seeing the priestess in the waiting room, just looking around. Better I'm reading, and I opened the magazine I knew I shouldn't have opened. That's Ashamnu. I've become guilty. I have done something to me to make me guilty. That's what Ashamnu means. It's very important to know what Ashamnu means. So you're saying Ashamnu, we're saying we recognize that Amo, we see something inappropriate, we were passing by something we should not have looked at, we know we should, and we gave in and we looked. That's Ashamnu. That's what Ashamnu means. We have made ourselves guilty. We have done something to ourselves. We have turned ourselves into guilty people. We have done something to our article puts it beautifully. I like this lashon. We have devastated our own spirituality. I like that lashon a lot. It means I've done something to the ruchnistic side of me. I've done something. We're supposed to be ruchnistic people, and I've hurt my ruchnis. I'm going to try not to do it again. I'm going to work very hard to make sure that I don't hurt my own ruchnis. Somebody opens a magazine. He just gave away Blat Gemara. He gave away. He handed three blot. They're going to come to Shemayim and say, why didn't you finish Baba Kama Kalish? I said, I finished. You can ask my chavrus, we learned it. So no, you're missing four blot. I said, missing four blot. I'll tell you who I learned it with. I'll tell you who he is. You can call him up. Don't bring him up to Shemayim, but you can go down there and bring him up. He's after 120. He's here already. Yes, I'll tell you who the guy's name is. You can tell him. They say, you're missing four blot. You're missing four Kalish. I don't understand this. There must be a mistake. And they show a picture of looking at that magazine of four blot I ripped up. I hurt my own ruchnis. I damaged my ruchnis. I hurt my ruchnis. Rosh Hashanah, our minds wander. One of most of a sudden you have to learn to relax. When your mind wanders, Derech Agav, when you're Kippur, instead of getting a little tense, a lot of people just need relaxing. It's Derech Agav. It's a side point. A lot of them just need to relax. But one Siba that causes things to pop in their mind, the Bacha told me a movie popped into his mind during davening. So the eights are for everybody to get the eyes to relax. If you pressure yourself and it just fights you further, you relax. Take deep breaths, relax yourself, and you go back to davening. It works very well. You stop. The first thing you stop, don't keep davening. Stop, relax, and go right then. It usually can get your mind back, trained back in. But one of the things that causes the hurt of ruchnis, we can design an early Kippur after thought, is I looked at inappropriate things. I saw a TV show. I know I shouldn't have watched TV. Rachman al-Sakabacha went and he watched TV. And he knows it was a terrible Nisayan. He was home the whole day in his man, and it was, had a lot of pressure, but he saw one show that he hurt his spirituality. He hurt his ruchnis. Pashat, he stabbed his ruchnis. He hurt the ruchnis side of himself. He really damaged. Not irreparable damage. If it was irreparable, we wouldn't waste our time doing a shamnu, it's all over. It's not irreparable. It's very possible to fix it up. That's why we're standing in Kippur. That's why we're cleaning up. That's why we're saying a shamnu. We're not saying a shamnu, and we don't cry over spilled milk. You cry over milk that can still be drank from. So we're saying a shamnu, but one thing we should have in mind is all the areas. Watching TV would be a great way. I listen to Gaish music. There's a very serious impact on one's spirituality, on its ruchness. There's a very serious impact, Gaish music. Overhearing, if a roommate listens to Gaish music, you didn't tell him to turn off, there's a very big impact. The words impact the person's spirituality. For the simple reason, you hear about topics sung about, and you don't say anything, it hurts your ruchness. It hurts you. It damages your ruchness. So Ashamnu sang for the times I listened to music I shouldn't have listened to. Could be I was in a car and I was just afraid to tell somebody, please turn it off. It's just not good for me. Could be I was in a car. Could be I heard somebody talk nibble pad, a topic. Talking certain topics damages your ruchnias. It damages your spirituality. Talking topics that aren't befitting. So I slipped it. I didn't stop other people from talking about it. I kept talking about it. I hurt my ruchnias. That's Ashamnu. All areas, TV, bad music, magazines, all these things. I looked at a newspaper. I just wanted to see the sports. But once he opens the daily, the Rebbe called it the daily's news, the daily news. Once he opened that terrible paper, so then he looks at other things also. I hurt my ruchnis. I saw an advertisement there. He hurt his ruchnis. He hurt his ruchnis. That's Ashamnu. I have hurt my own ruchnis. I've damaged myself. I've made myself guilty. It's better than I'm guilty is I've hurt my ruchnis. That's Ashamnu. Bagadnu is pasha to betray. The word bagad, a begida is a rebellion. It calls the Gemara, the Seif Gittin calls that somebody who divorced his wife a begida, a rebellion. Bagad is to rebel. For us, we're all still young. We're still at the age. We're just getting over teen years. For us, we don't have to go far. Stop, and I wasn't loyal to my parents. Lack of loyalty to parents, to a friend, and behind his back. There's this union of loyalty, even to a friend, Lamashal. I wasn't full. I didn't stand. You stand up for your friends. At times I find myself, somebody criticize a friend. Somebody criticize your friend. There's a loyalty. There's a loyalty to your friend. If you hear somebody else criticize your friend, you stand up for him. So a lot of times people like sneak in a line. You stand up for the guy. Chas v'shalom. He's a chash of a guy. Don't talk about my friend that way. Stand up. Loyalty to your parents, a loyalty to your family. For a bachar, Chalamayit comes, a very practical marshal. Bachar Chalamayit comes, and his parents want to go on a family trip. But his friends are going to a much more exciting place, and it's a little, you know, the prospects of hanging with his friends. Friends. That's the Bachar thinks about it, and you know what he chooses. That's lack of loyalty. There's loyalty. Loyalty to Mishpacha. There's a loyalty. The Besar Chal to Salim. There's a loyalty to family. But they do this to me, that to me, the next thing, they were gewaldig to me. They're great to you. Loyalty to Mishpacha. There's your family. You have one Baruch Hashem, you have one mama, you have one tata, you have a brother, a sister. It's loyalty. So Bagadness, Pasha, I have to be a loyal person. Ultimately, I want to have loyalty to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Every chet is lack of loyalty to Hashem, but that's maybe jumping too lofty right for now. But just to think about Begida, was I a loyal person? Am I loyal to my friends? Am I loyal to my parents? Am I a loyal person? A Bagad was, I'm not always so loyal. My loyalty is questionable. A loyalty to Hashem is when somebody curses to say, excuse me. You mean a good friend of yours, excuse me. Don't curse. I like you, but I'm loyal to the Rebbeinu Shalom. I have a loyalty. It's a loyal person. It's interesting, it's a funny midah. I have in my mind that people I know are loyal people. I'm sure it was. There's a certain type of person who's a very loyal person. I would never like betray. It's funny. It's almost a midah that you don't see commonly. It's like a certain loyalty, like to family, to a friend. Loyalty. Just loyal to people who have their trust in me. It's a certain thing. It's a me that's not so common. It's something called loyalty. Somebody's putting down, even in a, putting down any which way. I'm loyal. No, excuse me. Don't talk about that. Don't talk about the Yenistar, because it's a friend of mine. Loyal to the person. I'm not talking about Lashon Hara so much. The need of loyalty. It's a beautiful. A person who is a loyal person, I want you to know, a person who is a loyal person is a person everyone wants to be friends. The one you want to be friends with, one you know, when you're not around, they would never, ever say something about you. But never. Somebody told me, not in this yeshiva, he was part of a group of very like, people maybe they said, they were like a lush, they were, a lot of lush, it was a wild group. Lush and other things. He told me, he told me that when he walks away from the crowd, he knows, just like when his friend walks away from the crowd, all the others start to, they start talking about Yenim, he knows when he walks away, the same thing happens to him. He sees there's no loyalty in the crowd. He sees when that guy walks away, the crowd starts handling that guy when he's not around. So he knows when he's not around, they're handling him. He knows that, he sees that if that is somebody who has loyalty, people want to be close to that person. That person's so special, they're loyal. There's something, and Avadi Rabbi, you can think about our loyalty towards Hashem. A loyal to the brand, a loyal servant of Hashem. Yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu, Mikol Beisi Nemanhu. From all my house, Hashem says about Moshe, so beautiful. Such an awesome thing to say. If Hashem would say about us, it would be like, that would be Olam Haba, only Adam Leitzach Mitzach. If Hashem would say about us, we're loyal. Such a beautiful thing Hashem said about Moshe Rabbeinu. Mikol Beisi Nemanhu. He's loyal. Trust, he's loyal. Of all my ass, Moshe is loyal to me. He's the most loyal Jew. What a beautiful compliment to Moshe Rabbeinu. That he's always loyal to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Something to strive for, something definitely to aspire to, and about that we always start a lot of these things. We start by being loyal to people around us, and of course we also become loyal to Hashem, loyal Abdei Hashem, every service. Loyalty means that even one Shabbos here, emphasis in the middle of Oklahoma, I don't know, maybe you're driving across country, I don't know why you're there, but you're middle of Nebraska, one Shabbos. Loyalty is, even when I'm like nobody's around, that's also loyalty. Part of loyalty is no matter where I am. Bainas manim, I'm in a circumstance, it's easy, there's nobody yeshivish around. I could easily do kach and kach. Loyalty says it goes everywhere. That's a loyal person, like there's no, that's the sign of loyalty. That's like a real ben tosh, somebody who's loyal to the Rebbeinu Shalom, is in the most strange circumstance, the most easy circumstance to do anything he wants. A bach in this yeshiva told me a meister nifl about himself, and he was at a chasna. It was a mixed chasna, it was very, a whole nice, it's a beautiful story. He was Oymed bin Asayin. That is mixed dance of Mamashem. He was Oymed bin Asayin. What I sat out next was a loyal Avid Hashem. A Neman, that's a Neman. That's the sign of Nemanus. Is even on the most trying, the most easy times to be chayt, and the most nobody's around, nobody sees, nobody knows. You know what loyalty is? A person davens in his home. He's sick, for whatever reason, he can't go to a minyan. For some reason, he's in his home, and nobody's around, and he puts in a good Shemoneh Esrei. He's a loyal person. His posh of loyal to Hashem, when there's no other reason other than his loyalty to the Rebbeinu Shalom, like a loyalty. That's a loyal person. That's a Mikol Beisi Neman person. That's a Neman person. That's a Moshe Rabbeinu. Already he's a Midah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah. That's Bagadnu. When a person davens the Shemoneh Esrei, rush in his house, in yeshiva he's davening. Mamish mit alle shakels, not that he should stop doing that. Mit alle. And then when nobody's around, your loyalty, Hashem, where's your loyalty? And nobody's around, and it's when it's not convenient. That's not loyalty. A loyal person, even when nobody's around, even when it's inconvenient, when somebody's in a shtickle rush, you know, somebody's in a rush. I want to tell you a ma'aseh of loyalty. Loyalty means even when it's inconvenient, it's loyalty. I'll tell you a beautiful story of loyalty. There was a yid. His name was Ezra Witkin. He was a tzaddik. He was nifter at the age of 17. He was a tzaddik. Big people went to see him before he was nifter because they wanted to speak to him just to get a glimpse of such a tzaddik, to get a shaykh of such a tzaddik. He was a bachur tzaddik. He was like an Edison. He was a bachur tzaddik. I'm a big tzaddik. We went together to visit Erev Yom Kippur. Strong recollection. We went to Erev Yom Kippur. I'll tell you a nice nerd, this Derech Agav, about this bacher. He was lying in bed. He was mamish, zero koich, zero. We were talking to him. Every other time we went, he would sit up and schmooze with us and say, how are you doing? Talk and learning and Lebedev. It was beautiful. If somebody had a cut in their face, oh, he has a cut in little nerds. He's lying in the hospital. Very schwer, Maxim. He was mamish every time, just... This one was no action. He was just lying there. Couldn't move. Couldn't talk. So we were talking together. He was schmoozing. And he just couldn't be part of it. He was lying in bed in Sargon. He couldn't be part of it. He had no kayach. It was half NFL. His favorite sefer in the world, he loved Shagas Arya. He loved the Shagas Arya. Not, it wasn't the Shagas Arya. It was the same sefer as the Shagas Arya. The other volume, the Turiyevim. Same, the Shagas Arya was three volumes. He loved the Turiyevim. My father's favorite sefer. My father... They learned Turi Yavin, he was a Gainish Bacher. My father learned the Turi, Turi Yavin's name was Olam Haba. I saw my own eyes, the boy say. My father said to him, Ezra, I have a Turi Yavin to share. He was the Bacher, not I say no Kayach, he was half mace in front of us. He was unconscious. He wasn't functioning. My father says, Ezra, I have a Turi Yavin, I have to tell you. He shot up like a lion. I saw my own eyes. I may remember, he shot up like a lion. Like a mamish, like a lion. He shot up. And here. The guy couldn't talk, couldn't move his pinky. He shot up like a lion, fought my father in the Turi Yavin. The Cheshvan, boom, went right back down, back, semi-unconscious, mamish. I saw my own eyes. To anybody who was sitting there, it was a moifah struggle. It was like Tchias HaMesim. A Turi Yavin, he shot up. I'll tell you a mice about this bacher. Mice, unbelievable stories. He had tremendous kedusha. I'll tell you another mice. His brother said over at his levaya that he was, just to tell you one story, his loyalty. But he had a surgery, about a 10-hour surgery. This bacher's mother used to turn the clock in his room. His mother used to, it was always off. And she'd tell us, when you go into the room, don't say anything. Don't say anything. The clock is just off. Why was the clock off? That's the ma'aseh. If he would wake up, he was having surgeries. He had a lot of surgeries and procedures. If he would miss man kriyat shema, he would cry for hours that he missed man kriyat shema. So she would have to turn, but there were times he had to miss it. The procedures were done, this, that. She would turn the clock back. So he would look at his luach. She would always make sure the clock, that any procedure, was before his man kriyat shema. So in his mind, he made his man kriyat shema. She told visitors, he was in the hospital all the end of the layla. So obviously she did it within reason of night. She had to switch it while he was asleep a little later or something. You know, she just maneuvered the clock just right, that he always thought he made his man kriyat shema. They tried as much as they can, letting him taka make it. But Amal, he was the aim of Ha'inus Gadol, he said. But his clock always had to say he made it, otherwise he'd be Tzar Gadol. He was in the hospital, Yom Malayla, so he didn't know. One more mice, I'll tell you about him, a mice familiar that he had a procedure, it was a very long, hard procedure. Very, very serious procedure. If I remember he said 8 hours, but that's the number because in my mind I could be wrong. Very long procedure. And when he woke up, and they said he would wake up the next morning, and his brother, Zalman with him, he's a Rebbe now, he's a very Chashvi, his brother was sleeping in the hospital room with him, in the room with him. They always had 24 hours somebody with him. So they said, so when he woke up, this bacher woke up, in the middle of the night, he started calling things over to the other brother. So he thought he was hallucinating, you know, plus it was a long procedure. And he called over to his brother, he kept calling to the studio, it was in the middle of the night, he thought it was just... So he listened and he's saying, I need a belt. So he thought, like, you know, he needs a belt. The last thing, what do you need a belt for? It's in the middle of the night, I need a belt. He kept saying about a belt. So finally he went over to him, he got a hold of the belt and he thought, but, you know, especially when you first wake up, you've been out a long time, you know, the water in the vowel a little bit. So he gave him a belt. It turned out he wanted to say Kriya Shema, and with the hospital again, he felt there was nothing between that. You need something between the Lev and the Erva. So to say Kriya Shema, he wanted a belt. That's what he thought of when he woke up. He needs a belt to say Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is on his mind, he needs a belt. Amazing. The Kitzad Varim is, we had a wild plan. He was being transferred. I don't remember exactly the dates, but he was being transferred from, they were trying, there was a treatment that it was in Seattle that they hoped would work. There was a treatment in Seattle. He was being transferred from his hospital. It was Wood, something John, something Wood. What?
Robert
Wood Johnson. It's, where is that hospital? In Edison, New Jersey. He was being transferred to Seattle. And he was going through LaGuardia Airport. So my father's a very non-spontaneous, because not the type to do things like that. My father's a thought-out person, Baruch Hashem, is a masmid. Don't just get up from the Gemara. It's not so easy to get him up from the Gemara. My father, we somehow have to, see him. This was Taka, we were zeichet to see him this time. And I thought we have to see him. So we're going to go to the airport. He's coming from Edison to, we thought to Kennedy, which was 15 minutes from our house. We thought at the time to Kennedy. So we have to see him in the airport before he goes to Seattle. And the kids here, they went, however they got from Edison to Kennedy. And we tried to go to Kennedy, it turned out in LaGuardia. I remember we dashed to LaGuardia to meet them in LaGuardia, to say goodbye, just to see him, say goodbye before he goes to Seattle. And it was the father going to Seattle, one brother and him. And we met them in the airport in LaGuardia, and they were all davening Shemesre. And they were davening and davening and davening in the airport. And the mice, we finally, after they finished davening, they were already calling for the plane to leaving. We got to say goodbye, they missed their flight. They davened through, the mice show you, they davened Shmeser through the flight. They missed the flight. They had to fly the next day. This was important to get there. That's a Neman. They're calling to the Banish line. That's loyalty. That's loyalty. It was lovely, they davened through the flight, they were all davening Shmeser. They're talking to the Banish line. The flight's leaving. We were standing there. We were waiting for them. We said a quick goodbye. It wasn't our fault they missed the flight. We didn't. We just walked them with them, but ran with them to try to catch it. They missed their flight. That's a neman. That's loyalty. It doesn't matter. They're Rebbeinu Shlom. I'm not advising missing flights. But that's nemanus. Loyalty to Rebbeinu Shlom. We're talking to Rebbeinu Shlom right now. Convenient. They too. We're talking to Rebbeinu Shlom. Not the, that's the opposite of the quick shmaneser. That's a loyalty. The bagadnu is that we're not always so loyal. Try to be loyal people, to try to be loyal to the ones, to our families, to our friends, be loyal to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Gazalnu, I've spoken about many times in the past, so we think Gzela, that one is like, okay, listen, I'm guilty. Seder, okay, you know, sometimes I have looked at a paper, I've looked at something I shouldn't have looked at. But God, no, I'm not always so loyal, I have to work on my loyalty. Gazalnu. Robbery, I never walked into a bank with a gun blazing, and that garnish. Gazalnu, we probably should have to work on, before we use something, do we have reshus? Before we use something, did we have reshus? You know, a roommate has potato chips, I just take a potato chip. Does he want me to have potato chips? Does he let me have a potato chip? They ask him. I assume he lets. Well, who said he lets? You sure you really let? I'm molly, even if you ask him, like we spoke, even if you ask him, a guy has one piece of chicken. He has kind of hair for that. You sure it's a guy's a can of soda? Think about it. I'm not saying that they have to ask. Even if he says yes, we spoke a Suda Shainam Aspekas Lavali, and if he says yes, as Ganeva the Rambam says. A guy's a can. After a big volume, he's sweating. A can is a cup and a half. How much is a can? About a cup and a half? 12 ounces. It's a seven ounce cup. It's a cup and three quarters. It's not that much. A guy wants a drink, a cup and three quarters. That was clay. You know, a guy's a can of soda after a good basketball game. A cup and, if he was drinking soda, he'd want more than a cup and three quarters. That's a push to ask him something. You don't drink a sip either. You drink a good sip. So you drink five, you drink one. So he has one cup. The guy wants more than one cup. You think about it. Even if he says yes, then he's just saying yes, because it's hard for him to say no, but he may. Can't decide the guy wants to drink the whole can. Maybe. To think, Zalna, to think about Yana's money. Are we very careful with Yana's money? Very, very careful. We might have damaged Yana. Do we careful to pay up our chayvis, to be whatever. Zalna, to be careful with Yana's money. But we have to think about not just the extreme case of Zalna, we have to think into specific details. Yeah. Dibarnu Daifi. The word daifi means two mouths. Daifi means tavna lemesav tan du. Du means two. When we say about a lady, tavna lemesav tan du in shnei gufin. A lady would rather be married two than one. She'd rather be married. Du means two. Daifi means two mouths. We spoke two mouths. I'm always have a tain on a guy. We don't tell him. We still say, oh, it's so nice. We're very upset at the guy. Tell the guy. Tell him you have a tain on him. Tell him. Tell the guy you have a tie on. Instead of smiling, it's like an American thing, like a very superficial thing to do. And you smile, and you all burn. If I rent in the kishkas inside, you're all burnt up. I tell the guy, that's two mouths. It's not a chesed you do for the guy. Tell him, you don't have to burst out at him and call him a sheik. It's say nicely. You said, you know, I have to tell you inside. So you don't want to admit it. You don't want to. So, okay, that's doifi. That's the baron doifi. That's being too mild. Not an honest person. The mashal I give is many times bachim come. Many times with beim. I have to tell you the main reasons I wanted to myself stop drinking on Purim. I found myself things I wanted to say, I couldn't say. See, I have a trick. Many rabbis use this technique, and not knocking in a room, I hear, is you'll drink, then you can say things you want to say. See, it feels like, if you want to compliment the guy, say, you drink, you can, you know, you'll lose little of your inhibitions. I normally say what you're on your mind. The banger doifi, I'm all even not to say a compliment to a guy, you're speaking too mild. You feel like saying comment, you don't say it. It's also shtickle doifi, you're shtickle too mild. So I always felt, stop drinking, and if you feel like saying it, say it when you're not drunk. Sometimes we have inhibitions that aren't good, that we have something we should say, and we speak too mild. We don't, the parents who can't compliment the son, want to say, I love you. Practice. The parents who can't say the son, I love you. It's hard for them. Sometimes it's very hard. They're inhibited. They have to drink. Maybe if they drink a l'chaim, then they could say, they can't compliment the maker that I appreciate you. It's embarrassing. It's too mushy. It's so, you know, I can't admit it. I don't know what's the problem. I'm only have to learn not to be doifi, not to speak too mild. To learn what we're thinking, I'm all not. Listen, nish yedizach metrach mizok. Not everything you think you say. It's not too mild to say. You have every time you for a second. When I say you should say, you have a tain on a guy. If for 1 second you thought a guy's meshugana, you want him doifi, you're a meshugana. Nish yedizach. Every time you're bothered by something, a husband, it's very nagaya. Don't doifi is not every time you're something you're bothered by something you should run up, tell your wife. You make life miserable every time you have a. Every time you wake up on the wrong side of your bed, you run to your wife, you tell her how miserable. It's not nice to roommates. Every time you woke up on the wrong side of your bed, relax for a minute. That's even with tainus. A lot of times I find a buck will come late this year. See, you want to tell me, excuse me, Kelsh, you had a tough time. You walked your kid to the babysitter. You walked far there. You walked far there. You see, all exhausted. So Yen's shoulder, he's meshubit to your bad mood because you're a little tired from walking. Hold it in. In 2 minutes, you have no tightness in the guy. The whole thing. Start learning, and the whole fucking thing's lost. You can't let you. It's all in your mind. It's all you. It's not. So Amol, that's not doifi to say there. That's not too mad. Amol, you have to make sure that it's real. But if there is something real, you have a real tightness. It's not just you're in a bad mood for 5 minutes. If you're in a bad mood, wake up, bad mood passes. Not advisable. Your roommate's not meshuggah to your bad mood. You want to tell your roommate, you're in a bad mood. You're starting to see your roommate's meshuggah to your bad mood. That's not doifi to say. But if there is something in your mind that's real, it's not just a passing mood, it's something you have a real time to say to the guy. The Ram learns the mitzvah d'oraisa. The Ram learns, don't hate him in your heart, tell him. If you have a time when a guy woke up like a man, be a man. Be a man. I told some bachim came, they wanted it, they said a group of bachim, so I told them just to say, and my wife called down, how could you advise that? That's too hard. You're right, it's hard, I agree it's hard. She's right, it's very hard, it's very rough, you have to do it. Well, it's very uncomfortable when you tell them, you know, I felt badly what you did to me, I really felt badly, it was on my mind. It's the manly thing to do. Chazakta v'yisal ish. As David told Shlomo, chazakta v'yisal ish, be strong and be a man. You have to be a man, Amal. But doifi is that person who's two-tongued. One thing and he speaks another thing. So it's on your mind. Now, again, with limitations. This one is limitation. But Amol, we don't give comments. It's also doifi. It's also doifi. The parents who love their kids, they don't express it. That's doifi. You're two-tongued. It works the other way also. Not expressing. You don't have to be drunk for him. If you give a compliment, you don't have to be drunk for him. Don't wait till you're drunk. You don't have to be drunk for him to tell somebody. Learn to not to be a doifi. Not to be two-tongued. Not to think one thing. Echad depev, echad belev. That's doifi. Where when you tell a guy, you smile at a guy and you're talking to him, and inside you're very angry. It's two-tongued. In front of me this way, when he's not around, you're cursing him out. Tell the guy. Amol, by the way, see, I always clear, let's say socially the guy annoys you. Amol, there's nothing he did wrong. It's just socially, I have questionable. I'll be honest, it's questionable. The truth is there also to say. The truth is there, but usually it's something very correct. When you tell a guy, you know, when you do this, it's just, I love you, and you don't make clear that it's past. Don't tell him it's impossible. Just, you annoy me. That's the guy's helpless. What do you want me to do? Disappear. You say, this Nakuda he does. This Nakuda, you're a great guy. This Nakuda, somehow, you know, when you squeeze the toothpaste in the middle, it bothers me a lot, because this way, if you squeeze it from the bottom, so good, I get it all. If you squeeze it in the middle, you tell your roommate. When you squeeze it from the middle, if God gets to me, because when you know you can't get this. You know what happens? You squeeze it from the middle. So I always forget which one's better. Right. Then when you squeeze it from the middle, somehow you lose toothpaste. Yeah. I don't remember the cheshire from why. It's better to squeeze it from the bottom. I don't remember why. When you get mad, you learn these things also. The kitzur advarim is you tell the person. You tell the person very openly. You tell the person openly. The chazak to be salish, not to be a doifi. That's the fourth one. It's getting very, very late. Hevinu. We'll stop at this one. Stop this one. Maybe before Yom Kippur, we should sit down for longer. I would even give the Olim homework. I'd be willing to sit with a group. Everybody prepared before. If I can't come up, it's a big mitzvah to mizaka one another. If we come up, I can, from my experience about Eris, I can teach up a ton here. I can help you a lot. But if we sit together, we point out ideas. We could all work on. We can't work on everything. But there are ideas in our minds. There are things to picture what we want to start working on one thing at a time. Something to picture already. Yom Kippur, we're starting. And Be'ez Hashem, we will. Hashem, we're going to work on everything slowly and surely. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to it all. One thing at a time. But we'll stop with Avinu. Avinu is the art scroll taich. We have caused perversion. I'll give you a mashal on Avinu. I'll tell you what my search is classic Avinu. Is right, careful. When I was in 12th grade, we were saying a fiery shmooze. I remember it wasn't in our normal shiur. For some reason, I don't know why, he was saying that day in the science lab. What's that called? The laboratory? It's another name for that. Laboratory. He was saying in the science lab, in the lab. He was saying shmooze. It was a fiery shmooze. Is it good, right, Cal? Kosh Varish Yeshiva gives the shmooze. It was mamish, the class. It was kedas v'chedin. Olam took it to heart. Pashati really ripped into us. It was very serious, thinking about it. It was a good shmooze. And at the end of the shmooze, I think the Yeshiva still remembers the Bach, not a Bach, the man, Chashim Yingaman today, who felt very miscarried the Maisa. Did a lot of tshuva on the Maisa. For a long time, we all remember the Maisa. He did a lot of tshuva. Bacha cracked a great joke at the end of the shmooze. I don't remember what he said, but I remember it was hilarious. Like, Helfman was laughing before he was very upset at the Bacha. The first initial, we all rolled. I don't remember what he said. He said something that fit in perfectly. At the end of this fiery shmooze, he said that one late son is that, pow, it like made a whole late son of the whole thing. And the whole shmooze went, pow, crash. That's Avinu. One late sonus is to cause perversion, is to cause others. I'll read another. We have corrupted good people and good value systems. Is one late sonus can push away a whole shmooze, a whole mahalach. One bachas. I'll give you a rebellion. Any people have a chavu who is a good influence. One, it's an amazing thing. I'll give you a dogma. It's amazing the power. It's marvel. Like you could say a whole. You could write. You could speak about this for days alone. But I want, one thing that's amazing. You have a bacher. Gosh, a type bacher. It's a good impact on you. Best bacher, special. All of them. Is. You have another bacher who's an oisvar. Beis Hashem. He isn't yet zayich to tshuva. He's bacher balosh and hara and bal kas. You know, he's like more of a. His bacher's not learning. He's not a ruchnistic. Not yet a ruchnistic person. The not ruchnistic guy will tell you about the bachers that. Look, he could chip away at any good value of that bacher. It's amazing. You know he's an oisvarf. And he's thinking about a guy you know is chashu. But enough. You could do about yeshivas. It's amazing. Why is it every day? He's an oisvarf. What do you listen? That's the nature of Leitzanus and the nature of Lashon Hara is a very big impact. One about a yeshiva. One like that from an oisvar. What are you listening to, guy? He's thinking about a yeshiva. He's been a godly. He's been a tzaddik. One line about a tzaddik. He's a rather godly. One line. It's amazing. But you know, the guy's a balashna. Never said an honest word in his life. And he says one. He says one line about it. Yeah, I find him to this, to that. It leaves an impact on all the listeners. It's amazing. It's beyond logical that how it works. The koich lashna, the koich leksanis. But that's Havinu. We have caused perversion. We have corrupted good people and good value systems. Things that were good, the talk of good, whether it be yeshivish, whether it be any people say about Lakewood. People give a line, they make fun of the city Lakewood. They make fun of the Lakewood, like, oh, Lakewood people. Chmano Litzlan. Chmano Litzlan. These are the Yidden sitting and learning by smother. People in, you know, Lakewood. That's a Lakewood type. Like this, you're just taking a whole. This is that's Pashat Art. That's the fortress of Tyre in America. That's what mamish, the whole city of people dedicated to Torah and Torah's values. And one light sun is, you can spread it through cities. You know, like, a lot of turned off kids. What are you saying stupidity for? Lakewood! Lakewood! Say Yer HaKadosh, because the city itself has no Kedushim saying. It's not a Tayyu Shalayim's Yer HaKadosh. But Lakewood, that's what Torah is being studied. Lakewood. Heilige Lakewood. So Heilige Makom Torah. Brooklyn. Brooklyn's Yidden everywhere. What do you want? You want a guy? Delaware is Givaldi. What are you saying stupidity for? So all the guys in there, we should all move to Delaware because all the guys in there. What are you saying? Brooklyn's where all you can live. Tremendous amounts of you can live in Brooklyn. Tremendous amounts. One late son, a second late son. I'm not saying everybody can live. It's different personalities. So the city's hard for some. Don't do that. You didn't have it. But stop to be doich like this. That's late sonus. That's partial late sonus. That's Pasha you overhavinu. You're taking good value systems, you're taking Pasha, you're taking Cheshivas and just knocking it away. Has Vichmal Itzlan, Hail the Yidden. Hail the Yidden. Just like this, knock it away. Rachman Itzlan, a whole city like this guy. The back of a guy's head, Rachman Itzlan. I heard a Fraya Yid. My wife and I went, she has a relative. I was in Haifa, and I was sitting ship. We went to Yivanach Marvel to Haifa, and there was a Yid here, Fraya Yid, who was from a city near Kiryat Sefer. From a city near Kiryat Sefer, he was a very classy guy. He was a wealthy businessman, and he said a line to me full of vile about Kiryat Sefer. He said a line to me about Kiryat Sefer. Meshugna! Kiryat Sefer is a place where people are nefesh for Torah, most nefesh for Hashem. This guy, Michal Shabbos, in one line, just to knock a whole city like that. To knock a whole city, that's Avinu. That's Avinu, Rachman Litzlan. I thought maybe he got this year, Beis Hashem, maybe my name is Beis Hashem, he's a tzaddik living somewhere about Shuva. And not Chas Hashem, nobody, I have no hatred to the guy. The guy is a Tinik Shanishba. But what hit me is that we sometimes are nechshol on that. That he did it, I think maybe Hashem allows it, they learn from us, but we sometimes are nechshol on that. We sometimes knock things off a little too easily, too fanatical, too extreme. I'm not asking, each one of us has to pick our own path. I'm not saying each one has to pick our own time. A person has to live in a certain place. You know, I'm not coming, each one has to make, certain to make decisions. You have to decide, this is how you want to do it. But just to knock like this, a whole Israelis, what are you doing? That's Avinu. That's Pashat Avinu. It's causing perversion. It's knocking things that have a tremendous tithe. Is there things to perfect? Everywhere there things to perfect. That's not what you're presenting, by the way. When you say like this, you're not presenting it as something to perfect. You say it's a valid place. Ah, with tzaddikim, with good values. There's things we need to perfect. Okay, that's serious. Even if you say it's serious, it has to be corrected. But that's not what's being presented. What's being presented is just is perversion of good things. That's Avinu. We have to work on ourselves, not to knock off good things, just like that. Just klachayad. What has value, taka to keep it. It's a valuable thing. A Lakewood, a Malcolm Tire like that is very valuable. Don't knock it off. It's very valuable. I want my kids to know about a Lakewood. I'll show them a Lakewood. You should drive them to Lakewood. Oh, look, the streets packed with Torah, but the Midrashim packed with Torah. Knock it off. What are you doing? The rub of the town. It's not a rub, it's a rub. You knock off the rub. What does he know? A rub. He's a rub. You know, older people, I know my grandmother. It's like a Zunzan, a Bebesrim. I know my grandmother. She's a rub. The guy could be a Velsama, or it doesn't matter. She's not complicated. A rub. It's an old-fashioned training of rub. Dan the rub, judge. I don't know. You know, it doesn't seem. He doesn't speak. So it's a rub. It's not a rub. That's Havina. Just saying, rub. That's a good speaker. You're presenting. You're just knocking. You're being mevatel, a good thing. We have to work on this point. It's good things. Leave good things as good. Good things as good. Don't knock it down so fast. It's not good. Give all the good. You're choosing your own path. You choose quietly, you know, without knocking other. You don't have to. You should be self-confident. You don't have to knock other things. You don't have to destroy good things. Slowly build yourself in the proper and gishmak in a good way, healthy way. Not the proper way of knocking good things. Say it. I'm sorry. his bad answers when he's not clear. He has to give good advice. He's a bad advice giver. So quietly, don't ask him advice again. He seems bad. No, I'm serious. Also, amol, you have to say, amol, if you, it's very subjective. You have to tell the person, halacha, it's very important, David. That one's like, you feel, subject, it's not objective. Subjectively, you feel like it's bad advice. Objective means this is objectively white. You can't argue on it. It is white. Subjective. Subjective is only my point of view. When you say something is bad advice, subjective. Tonight, just to go through, we Baruch Hashem, Chaz de Hashem, we were zeicha so far to go through together five of them. So, Beis Hashem, I would like to go to three more tonight. To speak about Virshanu, Zadnu, Chamasnu. Again, using Art Scroll. And again, using the Chayadam, who goes through all the Hashamnas, using these two Purushim again. So, it says as follows. Virshanu. Virshanu means we have caused wickedness. Art says we have caused others to commit sin. Every person, let me say it like this. Every person we meet, I was speaking to Yosef Feld on Shabbos, punked about this point, on Shkocha, on Rashana, we speak at this point, but this is something that I believe very sincerely. You walk into a taxi, in Eretz Yisrael, you walk into a taxi, you slam the door shut, boom, and you sit in the taxi for 20 minutes. It's no, the Bayri Yoylam put that you would be with that taxi driver for 20 minutes. It's Me'is Hashem, it's Hashkocha. It's not a coincidence you happen to be sitting with the taxi driver. It's Me'is Hashem, it's Hashkocha. Hashkocha had at this taxi to bump into you for 20 minutes. Your job, clearly, in those 20 minutes, is to present some sort of Kiddush Shemayim, to give off a positive vibe somehow. To give off something positive to him. That's a 20-minute friend. You have friends, you have a minute friend. A friend you meet for a minute. There's people you meet in life, the people, it's funny. I remember, there's a Yid from England, I don't know where he ever was. We became best friends, we sat next to each other on a plane. He was a Yid from England. A very fascinating guy. We sat on the plane. Hashkochad, I don't know why. We were friends in our lives, in our whole life, for a 12-hour flight from Eretz Yisrael to America. Part of it was sleeping. We each do our own thing. So maybe we were friends in our life for 6 hours. We didn't schmooze in 6 hours. But, you know, with eating together, you're eating. Let's say we were friends for 6 hours of our lives. But Hashkochad, you should be friends. Our avoid in life is wherever we are to give off positive ruchnistic vibes. To give off positive ruchnis can mean a smile, by the way. To give off positive to others. Here shadnu is the shadnu we say that we caused others to be rishon. We gave off negative vibes. Yeah, I admit it's similar to avinu. I can't describe the exact difference. I don't know the exact avinu and shadnu. But Hashanu is the Hashanu we say that we didn't always, our job in life is no matter who we meet, to give off these positive vibes. And Hashanu is that Hashanu we say for all those times we didn't give off, we caused rishos, we didn't give off that positive vibe. Sure, that Rafi, I don't know if you ever did it. But all these Hashanus were made even for us, Raf. They weren't just made for a guy who sells treifim meat. That's true, you know, that person's zikr. And by the way, we have to say virshanu for that guy who does it, because we didn't give him wisdom. But virshanu causing others rishus, Rafi, I feel a parent who in a house causes negative feelings to Yiddishkeit, it's also virshanu. He didn't give off ruchnistic vibes. In a house that's a tense house, there's no shalom bayis, also get the virshanu. Pashtus, it's virshanu, I caused others to go towards rishus. If I didn't give off positive vibes to Ruchnias, what I do is I cause others to be Rishon. When I'm a cynical person, it's also Virshanu. I cause others Rishos. If I'm cynical about Yiddishkeit, I may be in a bad mood. I say, I say a cynical line in Rahman al-Son about Yiddishkeit, about Torah, about Avodas Hashem. That's Hirshanu. I'm causing others towards Rishos. We don't know the payers of Shuvim. That's Hirshanu. But the way I understood it, and I'm not saying it's hard. I read article a few times, and I read Chayadim. Each one is own Chayadim. But each one is valuable. And to me, the way I understood the difference, we discussed Avinu as perverting a system of thought. Avinu was perverting like a whole a whole, the way I understood it was perverting a whole type of a whole system, like we spoke about knocking Lakewood and knocking Torah. The way I understood Nirshana was even not smiling, making a person the Russia, giving a person negative vibes. That's the way I want to touch it up. But in the house, Rabbi said, Ez Hashem, we're all upper teens. We're headed towards, some of us already married, we're headed towards building houses. Part of Irshanu, we have to say Hashamnu, is that we cause in our house tension. If we cause in our house tension, that causes in the house that there's no, that people look negative towards Yiddishkeit, that's also Irshanu. It's also causing others wishes. Zadnu. Zadnu, I'd like to speak about Barichas. Zadnu is one that I know I'm very talented in it. We'll see. Leila made this, we all made this, we all relate to. The Alt Navardik is a long shtickler. He doesn't call this Zadnu. This is Zadnu. There are two people who sin. I want to tell you, it's not really two people. Every person who sins, I want to tell you what happens in a guy's life. Let me tell you the story of somebody's life. A bachur's in yeshiva. Let me tell you the story. If this sounds mighty familiar, I know to me this is a shtickler autobiography. Okay, better not. Okay. Well, good. Let me say the following, Marshall. A guy's in yeshiva, and he's struggling with learning. Let's pick this mashal. It's only a dogma for many other things. Let's use this dogma. It's not making any of us. We'll use this dogma. A guy's sitting in yeshiva, and he's struggling. The learning doesn't come so easy. Struggling! Sometimes he learns. Sometimes he doesn't learn. He learns. He doesn't learn. It's a struggle. It's a struggle. It's up days, down days, tough days, good days. He's getting very frustrated. He tries, learns gateness, he's not having so much success. Back, forth. Finally, Yavayayayim, the guy comes and says, I can't, learning's not for me. I tried and tried and tried and tried. I can't learn. Goes on, can't learn. He goes to college full time, enrolls in a college, and moves on in life. Fast forward 5 years. 5 years from then, you know what the guy is? The guy holds, it's not everybody, the people who can't, the learners not them, but they're talking about what sometimes happens. 5 years later, you fast forward, the guy says, those parasites sitting and learning, those parasites, usher, what's with Parnassa? What's with these guys? They sit and learn, they think they're going to take money, Kailo, they're taking money from people. What a terrible thing! Parasites, lazy people. What happened? What happened? What happened in those 5 years? What do you learn in those 5 years? You know what happened? That the person did as follows. In his life, he couldn't learn. So we build a shita around the way we are. We build a shita around the way we are. Around our imperfection, so we have to make a shita of it. It's not Ivan imperfection. I can't live with that my whole life. I couldn't do it. I can't live like that. I can't live it. I couldn't succeed in yeshivas. You know what I have to do? It's not a shita. It's not awesome to learn Torah. It's a shita. I build a shita around the way I am. You have a guy, I'll give you a dogma. You have a guy who's scared stiff to speak. He's scared to speak. He has stage fright. He's stage fright. So you know what that guy says? If you as he wants so badly, you know what starts happening over the years? All of a sudden a new shita is born. Okay? It gives birth. It's awesome to speak. At a bar mitzvah speeches, I hold you shouldn't speak. A guy's problem praising people. I know it's your person. It's problem praising people. It's problem praising his kids. It's very difficult for him. You know what happens over years? He's not a shita. I hold the kids. It's very unhealthy. You make bali guy, you shouldn't praise your kids. What happened? He had a problem praising his kids. So he creates a shita around the shortcomings. He takes who he is. That's Zadnu. Zadnu is we do a pizadnu, we make a shita around our shortcomings. I want to teach you Amkus. The Chayyadim says Zadnu. He says, we're mezalzel in the covenant of Shabbos Nyantin. We're mezalzel in the covenant of our parents. I want to tell what happens. Here's the Bachur who struggles, or a younger man, who struggles with Kibbut Avim. So you know what he does? Be'emes, it's just his bad business. He should have Kibbut Avim better. Be'emes, he should have Kibbut Avim better. You know what he does? How does he make a shita? How can he make a shita? Vosfar a shita. People get brilliant. By the way, when you're backed against the wall, you have to create a shita around yourself. People come up with the best shitas. From experience, I can tell you things I've come up with because that's the way you are. You come up with ga'inus. Everybody's an ilu in a sense. So the guy says, you don't have Kibbut Avim. He's a little not so subconscious, but a little something. The guy says, you don't have Kibbut Avim. Make a shita against kids, a tough one. I got it. He's mezalzel in his parents. He says, my parents aren't chashur. I shouldn't have kibbut adem. It's also shita. My parents don't deserve it. My parents are right at me. It's also shita. You have a shortcoming. You can't be properly makitayiv. You can't be properly machnia. So you make a shita about it. What's the shita? I'm mezalzel in it. If it's cheap, then I don't have to do it. That's also a shita. That's also my deos, my thoughts are built after the way I am. This is in mechulu, mechulu, many things. That's Zadnu. That's Zadnu. Our avoid, Rabbi Isaiah, is sometimes we can't get to the perfection. A healthy person, you know what a healthy person says? Let's say that person who couldn't learn day and night. And he was a person who clapped Zadnu and took it to heart. He understood not to create a shita around things. He would say, listen, learning was hard for me. I couldn't do it. I tried my hardest. Respect Talmid Chacham. He wouldn't create a shita around him. And you know what? When a person creates a shita, he's gone. When not just he sins, but he creates a shita around his sinning, this is the deeper sense what Rishis Yisharim means. Rishis Yisharim says there's two types of darkness, two types of chayshach. There's one chayshach you can't see. Blind. There's another chayshach where you can see where a telephone pole looks like a human being. Where you're saying Shalom Aleichem to telephone poles. And you're bumping it, and a human being looks like a telephone pole. And you're bumping into human beings. There's another chayshach, which is much worse, where you take this and you turn it into that. You take that and you turn it into this. That's this. That's what Rishis Yisharim's alluding to. It's this dagger, this one where you just go wrong. You're living a life not perfect. That dagger, Rabbi says, is correctable. It's very correctable. The other dagger is so complex. When a person makes it a shita and he creates shitas, people in chesed, Rabbi say, there's some people have a tough time giving. They say, they make it a whole shita. It's a shita I don't like being taken advantage of. I hope, you know, they rationalize. They don't want to do a certain chesed. Say, Yen is taking advantage of me. You know Yen is taking advantage of me? You're Zadnu. You're making a shita out of what you can't do. It's a shita already. You think it's that a shortcoming? I can't drive him. I don't like when people take advantage of me. That's Zadnu. That's turning a shortcoming into a shita. So now it's not a shita. You think it's a shortcoming? I hold. That's what it is. That's Zadnu. Zadnu is turning our shortcomings into a shita. That's a classic one. When the guy can't do a chesed, saying, Yen is taking advantage of me. That's Zadnu. And our avodah b'ayis is to be erlich, honest people. We know we have shortcomings. Be'ez Hashem, we're trying. We're trying our best. We do our best. Be'ez Hashem, we're working on ourselves. Our avodah is not to be people who are zadnu people. Not to be people who turn our shortcomings into shitas. If we have a shortcoming, okay. Be'ez Hashem. We're not saying malachim today. Tomorrow we're going to be malachim. Today we're working towards being malachim. Be'ez Hashem, we're not going to make shitas out of it. We recognize this is the goal. A healthy person could say, this is the goal. If you hear, people go to a shmuz. A bachur called me from Eretz Yisrael. He was trying to work with a shmuz he heard that was very high. So I just heard him out. I didn't respond yet. But be'emes, there are three ways to respond to something that's very high. There's three possibilities. There's one is to totally ignore it, which is the second best possibility. It's to ignore it. It's too high. I have to ignore it for now. There's another possibility is you say it's silly. You deny it. It's too high, so I can't live. I'm here. I'm not there yet. And you tell me something there, so you deny it. You say it's shek, and you make shitas extremists, and you make shitas against it. The third is the most healthy possibility. The third possibility is, oh wow, that's amazing. There's a shame. Maybe one day I can get there. I'm gonna start moving the ship towards there. I hope one day I'm gonna work. It's a life work, and Rome wasn't built in one day. I'm gonna work. That's the healthy and true shita. That's the opposite of Zadnu. Zadnu is the one who takes his shortcomings, and when he hears anything, you know, the Velt is an expression. The Velt is such a line, an expression, says such a mimer. Anybody above me is an extremist. Everybody below me is a modern bum. Where I am, that's where it is. Above me, extremist. So it's great. That it's very convenient. The term is rightist and leftist. If you look at me, so everybody here is a rightist, or here's a leftist. I'm the perfect middle. And so we always look with the perfect middle, the center of the world. That's Zadnu. When we create what we are, and based on what we are, we make shitas. If you want to know now, if you hear this clearly, you now have a glimpse into Nasa Benishma. The Alten Vardik says that's what Nasa Venishma is. Nasa Venishma is, I have no shitas. I will do Venishma and then I'll create my shitas. The Alten Vardik says, I will do and create my shitas based on what I'm supposed to do. That's Nasa Venishma. Without any shitas, I'll do. I'm not limited. My asiyah is not limited. I don't have my nishma, my shitas, to limit my asiyah. That's what Alten Vardik explains. I don't form my shita based on what I can do. You can argue the lashon, and this is what he understands the lashon of nishma before nasa. He says nishma before nasa would be nishma, let me hear first, and let me see if I can do it. I have to look into myself. I have to first study my shitas to see if it's compatible with me. I have to see, because he's identifying what he can do, what he can't do. He's first making a shita based on where he is. That's nishma. Nasa before nishma is I'm ready to do anything. I'm ready to do anything. I'm not limiting my shittas. Nasa, I'm ready to do anything. Nishma, let me hear. Let me hear. Let me hear the truth. I'm listening to the truth, ready to do anything. My nasa precedes my nishma. Before I hear, I'm hearing without any limitations. I'm not going to limit based on shittas. That's how he explains, Mamish, this point. That I'm not going to create shittas around who I am. This doesn't mean nobody should get nervous. You hear this. So you might get a little nervous saying, well, it doesn't recognize my personality. No, Torah recognizes it. Kikarav, that's what the words mean. Kikarav elecha dav ma'od, Alten Vardik explains. Hashem created you. Hu yitzrechu be'erecha, He knows you. And kikarav elecha dav ma'od, it recognizes your personality. It will work with your personality. And if you're doing something to crush your personality, that's not Torah either. Avadya does work with it. It's the nature of Torah. But I'm not creating shittas based on my shortcomings, based on areas that I could perfect and should perfect. That's Zadnu. And we'll end with Chamasnu. Chamasnu, chamas, we all know what chamas is extorting. Gemara says a chamsin is he takes something even though he pays for it. What's the pshat? Gemara Babakam, we look, a chamsin is yoav demei, but he takes it anyway. What's the pshat? He's taking advantage of those that are weaker than him. Chamasnu, this is very nageya and chinuch, very nageya and chinuch, it's very nageya bachrim in the yeshiva, chamasnu. It's taking advantage of weaker people. In chinuch, it applies in all areas. First of all, start as a parent. As a parent, a parent's in a bad mood, and he lets out a Talmud. It's chamasnu. It's chamasnu. If you're in a bad mood, and you take it out on a roommate who's less aggressive than you, who you know is the type of roommate that certain people, bachrim in the yeshiva, people know you could take advantage of. They know he's more, what people, Rahman Islam, call a nerd. I'm not... The type of bachur people view as an easier bachur to take advantage of, that's chamas. You let out on him, he's an easy one. There's no repercussions, you don't really mind. That's chamasnu. Taking advantage of weaker people. A parent who does it to a child, he's bullying his child. I'm not talking about chinuch. I'm talking about a chinuch, a patch with brains behind it. I'm talking about Stam, you're in a bad mood. See, yelling at your kids, that's chamas. Chamasnu. We take advantage of people who are weaker positions than a rebbe. Who, because he has the position, he's a longer bird, so he uses it, he's in a bad mood, he yells at Talmidim, that's chamas. It's chamasnu. We bang Hashamnu for that. It's a sin, a very high sin. He takes advantage of people who are in a position, for whatever reason, he's in a position where he could take advantage of them. That's chamas. It's taking advantage of people in a position that we're not in. In a yeshiva, dealing a certain way with a bachur who's not the wicked bachur, dealing in a lesser way. In a shir, you find in yeshivas, unfortunately, I usually don't find Rebbeim, Baruch Hashem, most Rebbeim is kashrus, but you find Rebbeim, you have a bachur and a shiv, you're saying a learning group one summer, you have a bachur who's not as with it as the other boys. So people treat him less, that's chamas. It's chamasnu. Chamas. It's extortion. You're taking advantage of somebody, you're hurting somebody with lesser strength than you, who's lesser strength than maybe the average person, lesser. That's chamas. That's chamas. That's chamasnu. Agad, you should know that people recognize chamas. People around that Rebbe who favors the withed guy and ignores the less fortunate, he favors the one with money, whatever shtuyot he has in his head, should know people recognize the sheker. Nikarim devrayemis, and sheker is recognized la sheker. And you should know people recognize it, and there's a tremendous lack of respect towards it. And the opposite of chamas is treating people no matter even if you're in a position of strength over them, a position of strength who you're more with the person, you have a better backbone. You're a person who can handle more. You're a person who's a stronger person. And the opposite of chamasnu, what we're trying to achieve, is to be people who any strength that we have we use to help others, to uplift others. The power we have over the person is not to grab away the item and pay him the yod demei. The strength we use is to protect the person that nobody else grabs away the item. If I'm stronger than he, I can protect him. That's the opposite of chamasnu, is using any social power I have. If I'm a socially more with it person, it's to use it to pull into my crowd, to pull into my island. When sometimes bachim together make diras, they make like the in dira, they together we'll arrange, we'll take over Farmington dorms, we'll make a certain dira, we'll make a dira together, we'll bring him. They say, I listen to the list, we'll take him. You're trying to make an elitist group over here, chamas, chamasnu. We're gonna bang on Yom Kippur for that over and over. Chamasnu. That's chamas. That's using your social status to push away others. That's chamas. Using strength that you have and weakness the other one has to shove him away, to rob him of friendships, to rob him of aliyah, to rob him from belonging to the ilam. The opposite of chamas is if you're a social with it guy, you pull another one. You pull in the one who maybe is not as strong socially. You pull him in. In learning, you're the stronger one. Pull in the one who needs a little chizuk. The one who pushes off the other ones. I'm strong in learning. I'm a bit tired. Him. That's chamas. You're robbing him the opportunity to belong to the B'nai Yeshiva. You're robbing him. You're in a position. Chamas is you're in a position of strength and he's not in any issue. Chamas is share that position of strength. Use that position of strength. The opposite of chamas. Use that position of strength to protect the weaker person. And chamas is using the position of strength to harm the weaker person. This is something nobody could say they're innocent of. Nobody. And it's something we can strive for. Chamasnu, to be people who use all our strength, to be people to tell Hashem, chamasnu, in the past, we may have used our position of strength not to serve you, Hashem, not to better people around us, not to help the weaker. But from now on, I want to make a commitment that I'll use my strength in any area, my strength in Yiddishkeit, my strength in social strengths, my athletic strengths, I'll use them to mechazik others. Any strength, I have musical strengths, not to be a snobby person, to share dilem. If I have a strength of singing, it's chomos amol not to sing for other people. That's also chomos. It's using my position of strength not to mechazik others. I don't sing. I'll share it. Rabbi Shalom gave you strength. The opposite of chamas is he gave you that strength to rob the poor? He made you strong to rob from the weak. He made you strong to protect the weak. Somebody has money, doesn't give stuck as chamas also. Because he's, I have money. He's poor, let him be poor. So he's using his position of strength, that's chamas, not to help the money. Why does Hashem give you the money? The Chavos Halevavos is a whole different perspective, and this is true on any strength you have, Rabbi Say, any strength we have. The Chavos Halevavos says, Hashem gave a guy wealth. He's really a bank. Hashem made this year a bank. The real truth is he's not giving away his money. Hashem gave him that money for the ani. You know what Hashem does in the world? Hashem is a fascinating system. Hashem does, he wants to put down $1 million to give to five people. So he puts it all by mayor. Puts it all by one, and Hashem's plan is that one, it should spread. It's chamas not to give it. You're robbing the ani. It's his. It's his. It's chamas. You're a chamsin. You're robbing the ani of what's his. You're a chamsin. You have strength, he has weakness. You're taking away. You're not sharing your strength. You're not sharing what's his. Your strength, if you're socially with it, he's not socially with it. Hashem gave you the social skill, so he also should be nene. He gave it for the tzibur. He gave for Klal Yisrael. Share it. It's chamas. You're robbing him of what he deserves, what belongs to him, of what he has a chelik in it, because he's also part of Klal Yisrael. It's chamas. You have leadership abilities. You don't use it. If you have leadership abilities, you know you can inspire your chavrus at the shtag, but instead you just went me. It's chamas. Hashem gave you to him. Hashem gave you to him, so he would have aliyah, and you're robbing what's his. What belongs to him, that's chamas. We have to look at all our strengths. On this Yom Kippur, we have to work on this also. To look at our strengths and say, do we share them? Hashem gave them to me, so I should be a beacon of light. I should be a mamleches kehanim. That's the pirish. What's a kayin? Yerimish batech liyakov. I taught you Torah, so you could teach it to Klal Yisrael. We're all mamleches kehanim, a nation of kehanim. Is the pshat, we all were handed massive kaychas to share, to give out. Are we sharing them? Are we being over chamas? Are we taking our position of strength and just shoving away the weaker person in any area? Or are we sharing it? Is our position of strength being used to mechazik those around us? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. And we have to say, Hashem knew, we've clocked that many times that over the years, there were areas of strength which we didn't properly share. And even furthermore, there were areas of strength that we used to abuse others. We used maybe to take advantage of the person who was less socially with than us. That's just one mushel. It's a mushel that talks to all of us. We should talk about Zaycha this year and all these three things, to be people who stam and don't do a shanu, people who give up positive vibes, people who taka don't do zanu, don't make shitas of our shortcomings, and people taka who share all our strengths, we share all our strengths, all the strengths, and Hashem taka says, such a person, I'll give you more strengths and more strengths. I want to end with this thought, on this chamasna, just end with this thought. Just what Avigdor Miller says, we should hear things better. We're told about Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was a tremendous gibor, an asher, a chacham. So the Gemara says all these different milas Moshe Rabbeinu had. So if one who's a mature person understands that what happened is because Moshe was the one who saw the pain, who cared for others, that gufa is why Kairit Doros Meresh. Hashem sees the generation from the beginning. Hashem sees what's going to be. He sees that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be somebody who shares his koichus. That alone is the schus that gives him the koichus. Avraham Avinu is a person. Charles, picture Avraham Avinu, Rabbi Say. If I ask the Avraham to describe, won't describe him properly. The Avraham will describe Avraham Avinu as a tzaddik, the longer bird of this. Avraham Avinu was an ardor we would kill to be. He was a velt's ardor, speaker, shenka. How do I know this? You're not in the car of the world without this. Pasha, Avigdor Miller says this. He was the statesman of the world. People, you see, the malachim came to him. Kings came to him. We can't have childish, and we hear it when we're young, the story, so we don't like repicture it. The kings, five kings, George Bush knocks on your door. Get the picture of Avram. He's a leader, George Bush, almost says Gorbachev. The head of Russia, what's the guy's name? Putin. Putin is that of Russia. I'm just not sharp today. Tony Blair, that of Britain. Let's get one more. I don't want to say the Russia, that of French. I shouldn't say his name, no? Desmesh? See, yeah, there it's his name. Okay. Desmesh. Yeah, the Meshuggah, the one that had of France. So those four. Yeah. So those four, I don't know if you like to say the word Desmesh, but. In America, you get arrested for saying French fry now. But what are they called now? What's the name? Freedom Fries. Kids said that the Taka Rishon, Agav, he's a tremendous anti-Semite. That's their Chagav. The Kids at Varim is those with the picture it. Those four presidents, kings, knock on the Gadol's door. We need an answer from you. Arab Malachim, the Chavis were the five Malachim. I should add a fifth one to it. President of the other countries we know. Canada, who is it? Who? Okay. The President of Canada, I'm not saying the name, the President of Canada, he's a cool Russian also, I knew something to say. The President of Canada, they all knock on your door. You have to picture Avraham Avinu was a velt statesman, was a person, was an ardor, Shein Kamayu, had skills, had people skills, the five kings are showing up at his door. The Avigdor Miller says this. He was a person who was charismatic, immensely charismatic, immensely powerful, just in all sense of the word. Now, Avigdor Miller says, why does Hashem make him that way? Because Hashem knew Kairidur Smeresh. Hashem knew the generation before. He knew Avraham be a person by Yikru B'Shem Hashem, who would go around and spreading the word of Hashem. So to such a person, Hashem gave such koichus. And if all rabbis said be people who share our strengths, who the tshuva from Chamasnu, who take all our koichus and share them, we'll talk of Yizayich, Hashem will give us Mishunadik koichus. Because if the koichus, if it spreads out off of us, it spreads all around, Hashem will say, this is the bank to put your money. The bank that does withdrawals easy, people can easily get, it's very accessible. If I want the world to have certain koichus, and that bank makes it accessible, that's the bank I want to put my money. And we'll talk of Yizayich, we'll correct this problem of Chamas, we'll talk of Yizayich, Hashem will give us fresh koichus, new koichus, stronger koichus, because we're talking to people, we share it with others, it goes to the right places. This year, to talk to people who are rain of people, pure people, who are talking to people who share our koichus, Rahman Chalanat Nichshon in Chamas.